Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. You know, there's it's Halloween tonight, and or today or whatever, and we'll have candy passed out to the children. They'll dress up in all kinds of things. But what are we really scared of? There's so much to fear today. But we all... the fear is out of ignorance. And I'm not talking about Halloween. Well, maybe I am. Politics is Halloween all year long. The left, the right, the mainstream media all try to convince us of one thing or another. If we would but use our common sense, I think we could find the hidden truth. Maybe. Maybe we can. The hate of the left and the media, they've gone nuts. While some of the language from the right, particularly the president at times, can be harsh and extremely direct. They have not called for violence. Now, they keep saying he has, but he has not. Voting is our strength, however, and that is being attacked by the left. The illegal aliens is about changing your workforce, the workforce here in the United States of America, killing the middle class, changing the trajectory of politics, your votes. The left want to do away with or reconstruct the Electoral College. There's a, I don't know if you realize it, but there is a march to do this, and they are plotting an agenda and putting it to propositions. We have one in the state of Missouri. It's called Beautiful Missouri. Is that what it's called? I always get it messed up. Has nothing to do with beautifying America. Or Missouri, has everything to do with reconstructing the districts so that the Electoral College will be pumped up by the big cities. So they want to allow non-citizens to vote as well. They want to open the borders and take the USA down to a third world status. You know, Derry Brownfield used to say, they can't bring everyone up, so they got to bring us down. And we talked about much of this before, and yesterday we discussed history of trade and tariffs and taxes and how long ago that started to be tilted against the USA, against the American workers and industries. Think global, not national. That's why they hate the president. That's why they hate President Trump's statement, I am a nationalist. They hate white people, particularly old white men, but that's not bigoted or racist. They hate men being men. They want to sissify the males of the United States. Borders, the 14th Amendment, Planned Parenthood, and our elections. November 6th, will you do your duty to vote? Will the market crash soon? This sounds like a Chicken Man. You remember Chicken Man? Bigotry. We have no crystal ball here, but some common sense conversations, and we're going to bring Melody Cederstrom in on those common sense conversations, because she's full of that. She's full of common sense, that's what I'm trying to say, and knowledge. She'll be on board with us today. So much for the activity she predicted. It is definitely very active. Melody, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always... I always enjoy being here.
Well, we do. We cover a lot, and we have a lot to cover today. But before we get started on some of those topics, I wanted to ask you about the gold and silver and the stock market. I saw something that predicted it was going to crash on the 29th, but that didn't happen. It didn't crash. What do you think about all these things?
You know, I've been doing this for almost 25 years, and every year there's always an October surprise. And, you know, this year was no different, and... you know, it's hard to, there's always a possibility, And I think every day we get a little bit closer, but we still need to focus on the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And if we stick to the fundamentals, we can see just how, you know, how difficult and how we're just sort of at the edge of the cliff, so to speak. So, you know, yes, we've had ups and downs. We've had a lot of volatility. The volatility really began in the stock markets once that 10-year yield popped above 2.60, and then it just had a good run up to 3.25, and this is we've seen all this true volatility in these markets. The emerging markets are coming undone, and no one really talks about the trillions of dollars that have been lost in these down days that we've experienced, and particularly globally. And so there's a lot of money lost, and, you know, no one is talking about, other than us, of the consequences of the losses of trillions of dollars. So,
yeah, because that had to affect all the 401ks.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And but I'm talking about brokerage houses and when they're highly leveraged, and, you know, we see a stronger dollar, so you have a lot of that debt's going to cost more. So the servicing of the debt of these corporations, you know, they can't borrow at as cheap as they once could. So, you know, so when you have the fluctuations in the stock markets and other money's lost, I mean, it's bound to at least hit some of the smaller brokerage houses and so forth with the leverages and everything. So, but no one talks about these margin calls. No one, everybody just goes on like it's a normal day, and you should get out and buy on the dips. And, you know, we had some big pullbacks earlier this year, and it really kind of shows that, you know, we have, you have the individual investor that's going into the stock market since earlier this year. And, you know, they buy on these dips. Mm. You know, instead they should be selling and running. And, but it's also the last phase of any bull market is when the individual's in there, because all the big money's out, all the big money's gone. They protected themselves. And so they're protecting themselves as the individual goes in there and buys to help keep it propped up. And, you know, so it's the same game. It's no different. The only difference this time around is we've got so much debt that there's no assets. Debt is not an asset. And, you know, when you have this debt and when the system corrects, it's not going to come back as it did since. Look how many trillions of dollars had to be put into the market for the Dow to go to 6,000 to 25,000. Let's count the trillion dollars. So those trillion dollars aren't going to be available. So, no, there's no way the market will ever come back. The money will be lost to these pension funds, to these retirement accounts. To the senior citizens who worked so hard thinking they could have a nice retirement. And, you know, so it's a gloomy picture. I understand.
It is.
But it's not gloomy if they protect themselves.
Which is why we have you here.
Yes. And I couldn't do this if I didn't believe in it. We can't fix this country. We can't be great again unless we fix our monetary policy. It's as simple as that. Fixing it isn't simple, but understanding the problem is simple.
Right. Well, fixing it would have been simple if we hadn't gone down this road for so many decades. And
we wouldn't have a problem.
No, that's true. We are headed into a break, though. I have several things I want to talk to you about, but I do want to talk about the gold and silver first. You can visit our website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You need to protect yourself. Things are, they're not terribly stable, even though we're being told they are. We've got some fluctuations going on. They're not terribly stable. Give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Melody, the next time you're on with me is next Wednesday. So we're going to do 2 weeks in a row. And next Wednesday, there's no telling what we're going to have to talk about because Tuesday is the election.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'd rather have you than anyone else.
Well, thank you. We should have some fun. So we listeners. We want to include you also, so make sure you have those your fingers ready to make those calls into Beth's program.
Yeah, put me on speed dial. I guess they still
yes,
do speed dial.
And
you can call us now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I didn't give Melody's number in the office when we were going off the ready for going into the break, so I'm going to give that now. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I want to get back on the topic of security with gold and silver, and then I want to talk about some of the things that are going on in our little world here in this nation that's gone absolutely crazy. So let's talk about the gold and silver first. We always wait till last, and then we run out of time, so I want to do it first.
Okay. I do have a little package. Okay. $422. It's $25 face value of 90% silver and a 1/10 ounce American gold eagle. And if you buy one little package, we have to add shipping. But if you buy two of these packages, we'll include shipping. And so it's $25 face value, 90% silver, and a 1/10 ounce American gold eagle, for $422. And we've had, and gold was priced, and when this was priced out, gold was down a couple dollars more. Right now we're looking at $8 at 1215, a little pressure on silver, down 16 at 1438. And they're going to keep these markets running at 25,000 like the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ until after the elections. I mean, that's what really makes the difference in the elections. And, you know, you can, you know, there's a lot of other hot buttons and so forth, but really it's the markets, and because that, you know, people look to the market as a great economy.
Well, and I want to add, we're getting close into the holiday season right now, and a package like this, if you don't want to buy it for yourself at this moment, you can buy it and split it up and give some people some silver coins or give them a golden eagle or keep the golden eagle for yourself and give the silver coins. That's what I do.
There you go.
Yeah, nothing selfish about me, is there?
Not at all. We deserve a gift, too.
That's right. That's right. And last year you put them in the little special packages when we got close into Christmas, and that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, I still have some little containers. I mean, we usually have them every year. I don't promote them that much, but we always have them. People want to give out silver eagles. We have little snowman, you know, it says Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we put the silver eagle inside that. It's, you know, in a little plastic snap. You know, it's not sealed, but you can snap the plastic container closed and open it. So they're nice. They're great little stocking stuffers and gifts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And that's what we did with them. We put them in the stockings. So
yeah,
I say adult, but now I've got grandchildren that are adults, but we put it in all our kids.
It's a great gift.
Yeah, and they can keep that. You know, and then you're helping them be prepared. Even if you haven't talked them into it yet, you're helping them be prepared. And
well, it gives them an understanding. We've strayed from that. I remember as a little girl, my grandparents, I mean, we got the books where we saved pennies and nickels and dimes and the dates. And, you know, they made it part of learning. Today, it's all about your credit score and credit cards.
Plastic toys or electronic toys, and, you know, the lists go on and on and on. I wanted to talk to you a little bit because I think these things are affecting the election. And you made a point that it's the markets that will really make the difference. But this caravan that's coming in, it's kind of scary to see what's going on. You watch the pictures. It's interesting. If you watch it on one channel, you'll see all the mothers and the little children. If you watch it on the other, you see how many adult males that are of soldier age, fighting age, and look pretty buff for being poverty-ished. They look pretty buff, and they're making this trek. And I think this is making an impact on the American people as we see it. And somebody made the comment the other night, we can be told all we want to be told over here on this side, but when you see these pictures, a picture speaks a thousand words, I think the American people can see that this is not normal. This caravan of, and it's growing, and kind of they lost a few, but they're gaining more again. It's not normal. It's not people just wanting asylum. And what do you think about what's going on with that?
Well, you know, it is. I mean, it's immigration is a very hot topic when it comes to elections.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how it started, when it started. You know, we know who funds it. I mean, funds have to come from somewhere. That's a heck of a lot of walking, you know, to start a better life. So we'll have to wait and see if they even make it here. But it is kind of frightening when you see the amount of lines and so forth. And, you know, I'm just back to, I don't think we need to change immigration laws. What we need to do is enforce the ones we have. There can be some tweaks, I think, for a little bit of faster fast track to citizenship for those who have come here legally and so forth. And it's taken 10, 15, 20 years. It shouldn't take 20 years to become a citizen.
It shouldn't. And,
but you know, they do have to. You know, they do have to be vetted. I believe in all that. But you know, so I don't know the solution. You know, the only solution that I have would, you know, probably would do the same. But as what's being done. But
well, they're not enforcing.
I don't know how it's going to play out.
They're not enforcing the laws we do have, and they make it a political ploy. The Democrats and the Republicans both
sure do. They
do. And it's something that shouldn't be played with, but it is constantly. I have an article here, and I won't read it in its entirety, but it's very, very good. I'm gonna mark down here to send this to you. And I think you would like this, this group of people. They are with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. They speak with common sense, and Dr. Orient is the one I'm, going to quote here. She's Jane, and, I've had her on the air before, and you might want to as well. But she talks about this caravan coming in, and she's looking at it at a different angle. But she starts out with the narrative appears to be that thousands of oppressed people spontaneously decided all at once to flee murderous, corrupt governments in Central America and walk to the U.S. in time for an election day. To plead for asylum and begin to work hard for a better life in the USA. She says, note, it is a caravan, not an army. But she also goes on in this article, and she talks about where she says some people in the caravan are drug smugglers, terrorists, and human traffickers. Many of them are likely guilty of sexually abusing the women in the caravan. Some of the strong men of military age may just be looking for work, but some may be soldiers in an invading army. How do we know? The rest are probably hostages in human shields, likely duped by false promises, a front group exploited to capture sympathy. If they really are legitimate asylum seekers who cannot safely return to their country, how about a UN-run displaced persons, DP camps, like we did back in World War II, where they kept them. They checked them for diseases and other things. And she goes on and talks about this. And I thought she made some really good points. She said, incidentally, she's an incubation period for many of these diseases, like measles. They're longer than 20 days. And so she made some good points. And they really are a good common sense group, I do believe, and they do some really good things when you talk about health care, but they get on to other issues as well, and that's the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and they're kind of an independent group of doctors and surgeons that have that speak out and politically, and they tend to be very conservative, but they are nonpartisan. They're not promoting Republicans over Democrats necessarily. But she makes a lot of good points in this. She, you know, how can law enforcement stop a truck? And she says, can't they stop the truck and arrest the driver and confiscate the truck? I mean, she goes on and on with things that could have been done. They haven't been able to stop them, and they're marching through these barricades and these soldiers, and they're just going through because nobody's stopping them. Because nobody wants to shoot these women and children, and that's why they're in the front. We heard that with Mike Cutler a week ago. That's why they've got them in front. That's the nature of it, and it is an invasion. And it will affect, I think this is going to affect the elections as well. I think the American people see this, and I think it's just been, it's been more than we can comprehend. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting Dave's Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She has been a loyal sponsor of this show through thick and thin. The number to call to visit with us is 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give her a call in the office there and order this package that we talked about for $422. If you order two or more, you get free shipping. The number to call is 1-800-375-4188 in her office. That's 1-800-375-4188. If you have any questions for her right here, right now, you can give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, I think all these things that, that have been happening here in the last, really the last, 5 to 6 weeks, maybe more, are definitely going to affect the elections. I think you're right that the market, people's pocketbooks affect it more than anything, don't you think? And they see that before they see anything else, I do believe. But we see this invasion coming in. We're sending troops down there, which is a scary thing to do, but I think it is a must. We have to. When you've got thousands of people coming in at one time, you've got to think, well, maybe that's not quite normal. And then this hate, this violence that's been going on with the bombs and or the they're not really fake bombs. They just weren't set to go off bombs. And then the murdering of these people in New York at the synagogue last weekend. These things are...
That was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania. You're right. These things are all weighing heavy on the people, I do believe. I'm sick and tired of listening to some of these talk shows. They're supposed to be news shows, the mainstream media is who I'm talking about. I get sick and tired of listening to the other side, too, because they just yell and scream anymore, it seems like. Although they're yelling and screaming at the other news people, and I think y'all just block them out. You know, don't give them any more credence. And they go off on The View, you know, that's not going to be what we do as The Two, but they go off on The View. And they talk insane. I mean, Joy Behar, I call her Joy Behar. She is just absolutely nuts. And the left blaming President Donald Trump for that heinous act in Pennsylvania at the synagogue is just unreal. Their logic is so unlogical. It's just, it has no common sense. It has no validity behind it. They just yell and scream and point fingers. Never at themselves, always at somebody else. And I was going to ask you, you know, we talk about Maxine Waters quite a bit. Did you see her little talk the other day? They threw that up on the air. And, I mean, I've never seen the woman so calm and docile ever in my life. And she was talking about, I've always asked for civility. We need to calm down. It's like, oh, yeah. But I think these things are going to weigh heavy on the election next Tuesday, all of it together.
Well, it certainly is, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, make a comment about the, you know, the line of folks that are trying to get in this guy. I agree with you. There really isn't anything else that, you know, the administration can do. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, you just can't let these people, you know, just come over. And again, each and every one of them can come to this country legally if they do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So I don't understand. I mean, there's no other country in the world that would allow, you know, that line going through without processing them and sending them back. You know, it's just
there is no other, not even Mexico. Mexico
already have military on their borders, so you know, it's you know, so it's, and those doctors are correct. I mean, you know, these, and there's nothing, I mean, these are folks from second and third world countries, and they don't have the vaccinations and the, you know, they do bring in the various things that they haven't been protected against, and there is a difference. You know, it's, you know, and we've have seen cases of hepatitis begin to rise. We've seen polio increase. We've seen these diseases, these childhood diseases increase. What other, you know, and, you know, so it does make a difference. It does change. And so, you know, it again, you know, I just don't understand why people don't recognize the difference between legal and illegal.
They don't want to call them aliens. They don't want to call them illegal aliens. They call them undocumented. And somebody, maybe it was you, somebody made the comment the other day that when somebody comes in to withdraw, make a withdrawal from the bank that they have no money in, do they call them an undocumented client? I mean, when somebody breaks into your house, are they an undocumented, you know, visitor? I mean, it's craziness. And, you know, she had mentioned, and President Donald Trump talked about tent cities, you know, that, and he said, we're not going to build buildings, we're going to put, and he said, they'll be nice, they'll be tent cities, but they'll be nice tents, you know, they're going to be beautiful tents.
No one's complaining about the homeless tents that they have in California and everywhere
else. Right.
So, you know.
And they're not beautiful tents.
No, they're not. They're not. So
I mean, we've got veterans living in cardboard boxes.
Yep.
At best, living in cardboard boxes.
Well, let's take care of, you know. Anyway, it's a tough topic, but I don't see any, you know, the administration really doesn't have a choice to do what they're doing is the way, you know, I see it.
And so yesterday.
It is uncomfortable, but it has to be done.
Yesterday they bringing up and looking once again, and I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know how you feel about it because we haven't talked about it, looking at the 14th Amendment regarding birthright citizenship. I know I heard Phyllis Schlafly several years back during one of the Bush administrations when this topic was coming up and we were having an immigration crisis at that time, and they were talking about that then, and Phyllis Schlafly said, the founding fathers never intended for everyone who crosses these borders illegally and gives birth, for those to be citizens. That's never what they intended. And so I was reading a little bit about it this morning, and I don't know if you've visited it or not, but it is very interesting, and I do think we need to define it. That needs to be defined, and that's another job that Congress should be taking care of that they have not.
I don't think it should be addressed by an executive order.
No, I don't either.
It's no. But you know what's interesting about the whole thing? Here's one amendment that they wanted, you know, that side wants to, that they're arguing about and so forth, but, and making a big deal about it, but yet when it comes to the other ones, you know, they're just such hypocrites, you know,
it is a crisis. We are at a tipping point with this immigration, with the illegals coming across here. And it is at a crisis level.
The crisis is our monetary policy.
That's very true.
You know, because, you know, and they do get, you know, benefits and so forth and whatnot. That's, you know, that has not been denied, and there's no more money.
Mm.
So either they're going to have to start taking out Social Security and other benefits, or they're going to have to stop the illegal immigrants coming in.
Are you sure there's no more money? Because the socialist Democrats, they seem to think there's lots of money to give away.
Yeah, ours.
are they printing it? I mean, they're printing it. They've got a money tree, you know.
this whole thing is insane. And I think one thing we can come to the conclusion to is things are not going to, this is going to come to a head. It's going to peak. It's going to come to a head. We're not going back to nice, comfortable, quiet days anymore. There's just too much anger. There's too much division that's being promoted. And this is going to peak, ladies and gentlemen. It is coming to a head.
It's going to peak, and the only way to find some kind of common sense ground or peace is to do it at home, in your own communities, in your own households.
Absolutely.
And you have to be prepared, and we'll talk about that again when we come back. Prepared monetarily. You know, if things continue like this, it's kind of scary, but are you ready?
It is.
Are you ready to, if things would crash, and we know they're going to, we just don't know when, are you ready? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, Buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies. Products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I started to call myself Melody again. I've got Melody Cederstrom with us today. Well, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give her a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or if you have a question, you can give us a call right now at 877-895-5410. Emphasis on now. Don't wait 3 minutes when we're about ready to go off the air. Do it now. 877-895-5410. Well, I'm looking at all these things, as I mentioned in the monologue, and you're absolutely right that the markets and the income and the financial status of people are going to sway their votes. More so than some of these other topics. They've made them quite real, you know, with showing all the pictures of the invaders that are coming across the, trying to come to our borders. And now they've brought up the topic of the birthright. And I, like I said, I remember Phyllis Schlafly talking about that years and years ago, and apparently they didn't do anything then. And I doubt that they'll do anything now, but they might. Who knows? Were you going to say
agreed?
That? Okay.
You said it all.
I did. You know, we're done now. No, that's not true.
Where's
that's
the listeners?
Not true.
We need a listener to call.
We do. What is the matter with them? Well, I wanted to visit this topic as well because it does involve money and it involves taxpayer dollars. And it is another reason that I got pretty upset with the Republican Party back in 2012. And I believe that it is the reason that Donald Trump got elected as president of the United States. It had nothing to do with the Democrats then. It had everything to do with the Republicans. But Planned Parenthood, now we discovered this through something else here in the state of Missouri because Claire McCaskill has received campaign money endorsements from Planned Parenthood. Now, they spend $500 million trying to take over Congress, which means they're putting money towards candidates that they believe will favor them and keep them in intact, continue to killing babies. And We know that they receive at least 40-some, I want to say 47, but it's 40-some percent of their revenue from taxpayer dollars. So here they are, and it says that taxpayer funding fees, frees up donors to direct their money to Planned Parenthood. So they can donate the money that gets donated, they can spend, but I guess the tax dollars they get, they cannot. But that makes sense as to why both Republicans and Democrats, I don't know how many Republicans have gotten any money from Planned Parenthood, if any. Just throwing that out there. But it would make sense that that's why they haven't defunded them just yet. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Well, it sure does. I mean, absolutely it does. And, you know, I saw a cartoon where it shows, in D.C. they're called lobbyists, but everywhere else they're called crooks and corruption and, you know,
yeah.
You know, they were thieves or whatever, you know, and it's true. You know, we have to eliminate these lobbyists, or it's just going to continue. And, you know, and we shouldn't have to pay for things that we don't believe in. It's not the government's, it's not their place to do so. And you're right. You know, as long as they keep getting paid and as long as that moves, they're not going to do anything about it. They'll hear what the people want to hear. They'll say what the people want to hear. We've been hearing it for years.
We do have a caller. We have Dave from Delaware. He wants to talk about the 14th Amendment. Dave, how are you today?
Yes, actually, it's Bill.
Oh, it's Bill. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hi. Listen, here's the 14th Amendment. It says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof,
yes,
are citizens of the United States and the state where they reside. Now, very important, in 1873, there was an edict by the Attorney General, which was approved by the Supreme Court, saying the word jurisdiction must be understood to mean absolute and complete jurisdiction, meaning people who are dwelling in this country and are not actual citizens, those on a green card, a visa, or who walk in illegally, are in the United States and only subject to jurisdiction to a very limited extent. That was an 1873 opinion of the U.S. Attorney General of the 14th Amendment, which was upheld, and it's still on the books.
Yes.
So, all this in mind, this whole thing about birth citizenship, Mr. Trump, actually President Trump, is right.
Yes.
But we need is a Supreme Court decision and a quick review by them on this. That
I agree.
Is what's needed.
I agree completely, Bill. I agree with that. I've been reading several different articles on that today, and that was in there, what you're just telling me. That was in there as well as other things. And the 14th Amendment has like five sections to it. And that was the first section that you were reading from. And it's really, really interesting, you know, to go on and on about it even dealt with the slaves that were freed and their mm-hmm. children being born and them being born here. And it even talked about our Native Americans, how we weren't allowing them to be citizens, and that got changed,
correct,
too.
Correct. So, it's very, very concise.
Jurisdiction means is huge. That's a huge word, and we need to have it defined. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Good
All
day.
Right. All right,
Bill. Yep, he's absolutely correct.
And I think that's one thing, you know, that if you can say all we want about President Donald Trump, but he does bring things to light that we need to start thinking about.
He brings things to the forefront,
yes.
and it was so desperately needed.
Absolutely.
These topics did need to be discussed. Some of these do need to be changed, and but they do have to be changed the proper way. So,
right.
And, you know, at least we have to, you know, make the attempt. But I agree. I think that's so important that he brings these topics, you know, to the forefront.
Bring them to the table. Let's talk about them.
Bring them to the table. You got it.
But the left will go, they'll just go ballistic. I mean, they'll just go absolutely ballistic. Well, we're down to just a few, about 30
they
seconds.
They go ballistic over a rainy day.
They do. It's Trump's fault if it rains or if it doesn't rain. So let's give the package again and the phone number again that you have available.
$25 face value, 90% silver, and a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, $422. If you purchase two packages, it includes free shipping. So it's a great little package to get started. You can buy one or 100 of these. And silver and gold are both beginning to come back. Let me see. Let me update this. They've come back a little bit since we started the program.
Okay.
Not by a whole lot, but somewhat. And we're in for a bumpy ride financially. I didn't get a chance much to talk about, you know, we did have a painful month in the stock markets. And so there was a lot to talk about financially, but we'll just have to hold that for next week.
Well, that went next week and the elections. There's no telling what will happen between now and next week. We talked a little bit about that in the first part of the show, but yes, we need to concentrate on that. Melody, thank you for your patience and putting
you
up with me and the things that are going on. And I appreciate all that you do to help my listeners.
Thank
Give
you
Melody
much.
A call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Prepare where you are. Prepare. Don't be scared. Be prepared. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.